Okay, so looks like you can't call, so we'll just take the emails. Doesn't matter. The simplicity of how disease happens and how aging happens is so simple that most people don't get it. But you have the opportunity to kind of get it if you want and say, wow, is that possible? I mean, and then where do you go from there? Where you go from there is to just figure it out for yourself. Whatever it takes to look into it, through to go within, as every spiritual path is talked about, that's the only place you can go. You can't go out there, because out there is in here. So you go within, meditation, contemplation, however, whatever you can do to see how it all works, to look and see how the mind, body, soul, you got to do it. If you don't do it, it's just never going to change. And you'll go through the whole life wishing that you become more evolved. But it takes a little work and a little patience, venturesome person. Got to work through some fears, fear of death, all the good stuff. All the good stuff. Here's a comment on the show we did with Joel Skousen. I've been familiar with Mr. Skousen's work for a number of years. In fact, after the 2000... No. It's not me. It's not the 800. In fact, after the 2008 financial takedown, I purchased a copy of his Strategic Relocation 3rd Edition, but I never realized how much synergy we really had. I've been telling people since February last year things will never go back to normal and that this COVID control cabal will only get worse and worse. Great interview. I want more and more. Glad you're back in the saddle. We were concerned about you guys. You know, I really like Joel Skousen. I think he's a good man. I have him back often. I mean, he's cool. But he's a pessimist. He's a curmudgeon. And I say that to his face. And he's a contrarian. And it's good to have these people out there saying, well, you know, I've never seen evidence. I don't know where Mike Lindell's computer readout thing came from Mary Fanning. Where did it come from? How did she get a hold of it? How come she was the only one? I asked that question when I watched The Absolute Truth. Because I have a tendency to get naive and just buy into some great ideas. Wow, that's proof. There's an IP address from China. And, you know, that shows, and they showed the votes. But I don't know. Did somebody make that up? Has Mary Fanning ever come out and shown? Has anybody asked? We need to ask these questions. Right? Now, Skousen also claims his opinion that this is a whole deep state thing. And he's pretty sure that it's all never can be busted, that the swamp is so deep statey that General Flynn, McInerney, Juan O'Savin, Parks, you know, Sidney, Linwood, all of them, good people, they mean well, but they're just, according to Skousen's idea, and it's important to hear it, that they're just getting bad information. They're being fed information by the deep state just to keep this Q thing, the military is going to take over, keeping people keeping the people's eye, keeping their eye off the ball of what's really going on. Messing with the money, you know, the injectable devices and all the whole thing. I don't know. It's above my pay grade. I just, we have to remember that everyone has free will all the time, every moment, every moment, every moment. So to predict what somebody's going to do, you can't. So to predict what the mass of people are going to do, you can't. But the cool thing about free will and consciousness is that we are all connected, right? We're all connected. No doubt about it. And we're separate at the same time, right? We're all connected and we're separate. So as Patrick and you and other people rise their state of awareness to say, oh, that's interesting how that works, everybody else gets a little hit. They may not be conscious of it, but they could be driving along the car the next day and say, wow, is that possible? Maybe there's not really a virus? You see how that works? And that's called the Great Awakening. It's kind of like the 100th monkey idea. You've heard that story. You can Google it, about the monkeys washing the coconuts. I'm sorry, yeah, it looks like the 888 number is no funciona. No, not a working, not a. Phones are really happy, and then, so just email Patrick, oneradionetwork.com. We have lots of emails. More people that had dead birds. Wow. Interesting. Yeah, I didn't see any dead birds. From Will, Patrick, what do you think about the Proud Boys and the Klan? I don't know anything about the Proud Boys. I've heard the name. I don't know who they are, who's supporting them, what their motive is, or what they're up to. I don't know. I don't know that one. I never dig into these things too much. It's just, I don't know. I'd rather talk to God or play with my dog or work on my screenplay or something. Too much information. Now the Klan, obviously the Klan, they're a bunch of goofballs and racist. But all the people out there in the world, from Gates to Fauci, to the social eye, to the media, they're all soul, and they're all our brothers and sisters. So we want to, you know, be as kind as we can to them as we criticize. Not criticize, but point out, you know, where they may be off base or that kind of thing. Just to try to bring more awareness to what's going on. Could you please put the download button on for Richard Mayberry? Yeah, I did. Oh, just to let you know, I really appreciate your spiritual thoughts and musings. I don't belong to a church or organized religion anymore, and you are as close as it gets for me. From Lisa. Well, yeah, I think these things that I'm talking about are, there's a lot of truth in there, because they're not something that I read somewhere. These are just my own personal experience, you know, being in a body like you, and it's pretty, what's the term? I guess there's a real good chance that however it is for me is the way it is for you. I mean, God is God, spirit is spirit, mind is mind, you know what I'm saying? So it pretty much works the same way for everybody. Just does, because that's the way it's all set up. So, you know, and everybody gets to do it in their own way. So they'll have their own path and you know, was it Neil Sedaka? Was it 1970? Waking up is hard to do? It sure is. It could be hard to do. I've been sending some of my lovely liberal friends, environmentalists, are all into the green thing, right? The video from the Texas think tank when they explain the whole thing about the power. I haven't heard back from many of them. Michelle wrote, and she was emailing me, and I answer a lot of emails personally. She was talking about these med beds, these things that people are talking about, supposedly going to grow new limbs and cure all diseases, and they're $20,000, and I think it's nonsense. I wrote her back and said that you can do this yourself. This is why we're here, to learn how to do this yourself. I think we can grow more teeth, a new set, third set. Just get good at it. We'll get good at it. So I wrote her back, and because she had asked me about the med beds, I mean. So what she says was, well, I've heard all this, but not experienced such, and have meditated for 1 to 5 hours a day for 5 years now. Sounds great, but has not come to fruition for me yet, so I keep trying to find natural helps for my physical problems, but at the same time, I just do not care what happens. Well, that's good. Well, whatever you're doing, if you've been doing it for 2 hours a day for 5 years and you're not getting healthier, well, then do something else. Whatever you're doing is not working. Do a different meditation. Go deeper. Find a different teacher. Don't just stick to the same thing and say, well, it hasn't happened to me. Well, okay. Well, then do something else. Find out. Meditating for 5 years doesn't, you know. The whole culture of what's the main religion in India? Sorry. What is it? I'll duck-duck-go it. I don't carry these things around in my head. The main religion of India. Hinduism, that's what I was thinking of. There's Hinduism, Christianity, Sikhis, the Sikhis, Buddhists, all kind of, except for Jainism, they're all pretty close. Different teachers were contemporaries of Buddha. The main one is Hinduism. And these teachers are great, and they're very sweet, and they talk about quieting the mind and all that, and you just kind of sit there, and then what? You know, we've talked about it before. You know, if you're not getting results, you got to do something else. India is just, God love them, they're just a mess. You can't sit under a tree. You can, and just meditate and get quiet. And these people, God love them, they expect God to descend upon them and give them what they want because they're more spiritual. It doesn't work like that. Does it? You know, we're not separate from God. So, you know, after you meditate for 5 years and nothing else is going on except you gotta keep digging in. Say, well, if I'm soul, you know, what are my options here? How can I change? How can I expand my state of consciousness? And as soul, can I actually travel in the other realities? And learn these things. And you can do it if you really want to. Here's a comment on Melissa Sell and Gerald O'Donnell's show we did. This was a great show, Patrick. As usual, you have such a variety of different guests that all seem to love life and nature. Always makes for an interesting show. Yeah, Melissa Sell, she's great. German New Medicine. You know, something you could try. Let me send this person this number. Maybe just try this main number. I can just put it over the air. It's 512-858-9806. 512-858-9806. Let's send this person the one to call in. We are live here today. It is February 26, 2021. 858. Let's see if that works. I might be able to get it. If you'd like to be on the air, 512-858-9806. Most people are just emailing. Of course they do anyway. All right, let's go some more emails. Don't eat the yellow snow. Yeah, I know, man. Oh, yeah, Dr. Pete. I want to tell you, Dr. Ray Pete's going to be back on next week. We weren't able to get to him because of the whatever this thing was, the great freeze. See, we've got him scheduled. For 11 o'clock next Tuesday. Dr. Ray Pete. Adam Bergstrom's going to be here March 1st, the Ides of March. Fred Dashevsky with The Real World of Money on Wednesday. Matthew Arrett, he's going to give us his opinion on the way of the world and geopolitics and globalism. He's fun. He's in England. He's a good guy. Well, okay. Is there a discount code for Pearlseum? No, there isn't. You just do Art of Pearlseum. We don't have, they don't have the powder because it's still stuck in transit. All right. Hi, Patrick. I joined Telegram. I didn't see you on it, but different people have talked about you. There's an interesting group that connects people from all around the world. One man from Britain loves your show and posted a link to it. It's a very interesting site in that no one can type a message. They can only record their voice. There'll be many like-minded people around the world describing what is happening in their countries. Very interesting to hear firsthand accounts around the world. Yeah, we've, for the most part, we've given up on social media. I just don't have the time or the, I just don't care anymore about it. Parler, MeWe, all of them, Facebook, I don't care. We have 5,000 friends on Facebook, and I think we're about getting out of our last 30 days in the principal's office, and we may go on there and just tell folks that we're not going to be on there anymore or something like that, you know. But you can't post anything that has, you know, anything that means anything. They'll just censor you and put you in time out again for another for another 30 days. We get 30 days at a time now, you know. Poor Zuck, he's beyond control, you know. God love him. So what we're doing is we decided that just at the beginning of every show, we're going to have a little, you know, 2-3 minute monologue or post. And this will be our little post, our little, and then you can send in emails and comment or call in on the show when the phone's working. Yeah, I don't want to get involved in any of it. You know, most of it's pretty boring. Just people whining about this or that. I don't care. I don't have time for it. I do, but I don't want to do it. Sorry you can't call in. I was about to give you the phone number, but that ain't happening. I guess you can't even call that main number, huh? What's up with that? Well, let me try. Okay, I got my little mobile here thing. Want me to try? Let's call. (858) 9806. That works. Let me try the triple, the 800 number. Triple 8-663-6386. It works. I don't know what the people are talking about. Our phone number is 888-66. I don't know. It works. So, nobody wants to call this one. That's all right. Let's see. So, Adam says, I'm going to be on March 1st, the 76th anniversary of an armed attack on the United States Capitol building, injuring 5 representatives. History repeats itself. Is that right? 76 years ago? An armed attack on the United States Capitol? Whoa. It's pretty trippy. Yeah, there's Joni Patrice. She talks about these different different cycles of, what was it, 80 years or so? Pretty fascinating, really. Pretty fascinating. Do you have any ideas on the Great Reset I'm hearing about? What is it? I have no idea. You know, I've got theories, but I think most of it surrounds the idea of a digital coin put out by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and also the European Central Bank. That's probably part of it. And You know, I've studied the monetary history for so many years because of Andrew Goss for 25 years. Frankly, I don't. I just don't see any way that the Dollar Inc. people are going to lose control of this thing. I just don't. I mean, the mechanism is so swampy with the central banks, you know, and they're controlling gold and silver and their ability to create all the money they want to do what they want, to sell gold short and sell silver short and keep the prices down and, you know, boy, gold and silver is getting hammered today. What's up? Is the dollar up today? Yeah, dollar's up. So these are all controlled. And when you have the ability to be the bank of issue, the central banks, where they can create money, they can do whatever they want. So how that power is ever going to be taken away, I just don't see a path to that. Unless you know of something, the only way I know how it could happen, which is what my screenplay is about, is that a president who is one of us, he sends in the military and takes over the Federal Reserve banks. Takes them over. A military coup. That's the only way I can see what's going to happen. And, you know, I just don't know if the military has that many good guys. As we said, you know, all the folks out there that are running with this military is going to take over take back the Republic idea. They claim that there's a lot of good guys in the military and they're about to do it. They're going to do it. It may be, man, I'd help them out. And there's others that argue that, no, you don't get into high levels of the military like the Joint Chiefs of Staff unless you're a deep stater, unless you're one of them, unless you're a made man. And there may be something to that. I met I think I told the story before, but I'll tell it quickly again. I met a very, very high up Air Force general. He was way up there, 30 or 40 years military. And he told me that he was up for being on the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the Air Force, like the top job, right? And that he said that he had to do things, say things, forget things, not say things, according to, he didn't use this term, but I'm assuming now was a deep state, to get into that job. So I wouldn't doubt that if that's the way it is. But you never know. Anything's possible. Anything is possible. Did you see this? I got to play this for you. This is a trip. Man, I can't believe I lost some of these things. I don't understand what happened to them. My little computer is doing weird things. Maybe I've got it here. Hell, I can't do it now. It just kind of rebooted. No, I can't do it now. Oh, well. It's a shame. Yeah, I had a couple things I wanted to play for you, and they were on my little palette here, and they just disappeared. Not sure what that's about. Gosh. Well, what else? What else? Are you taking part in Alfie Oaks? No masking. Well, I mean, I don't know, taking part in. I don't wear a mask. Yeah, I'm into helping him promote this whole idea as much as anybody. Alfie Oaks is a fellow from Oaks Farms in Florida, and he's wanting, he's got businesses all over the country that are kind of on board with this. To just not... Not mandate that their customers wear a mask to come in. Now, a lot of governors, mayors, health departments in various states are mandating that the business makes the customers wear a mask, otherwise they will fine the business. So, in our opinion, these are just fear based tactics that they have no authority to fine you. And as Alfie Oaks said, well, if they fine me, I'm just throw it away. And you know, that's what you really got to do if you want to do that, is just don't pay attention to them. They can't do it. They'll send you a bill, a fine or a ticket, and just, what are they going to do? You might have to deal with it. It may be a little messy, but hey, freedom's not an easy thing. If we just give in to these crazy people, they'll just keep doing it. That's it. So, you know, you just may have to get a fine and then not do it. Or just go along to get along. Your choice. I did see where the Texas, this is pretty interesting. I wonder what this is about. Governor Abbott in Texas, I saw an article where he is considering, it's like these people give us permission, considering lifting the COVID restrictions, masking mandates, and the businesses and everything. So, you know, maybe he got a little religion. Maybe somebody got to him. Is the 800 number working? Yes, it is. I just tried it. 888-663-6386. It is indeed working. Yeah, Alfie Oaks is saying, as of this date, masks are no longer mandatory, social distancing is no longer required, plastic barriers are no longer required, social circles and boundaries are no longer required. I mean, I go to a hippie food store and they got this plastic stuff all over the place. And I'm been emailing the head guys at the board of directors of the hippie food store. And isn't it crazy? And then if you're like me, who I am a virus denier, and then you see the whole thing is going on, there's no virus, it makes it even more bonkers, right? I know. Yeah, it's really interesting. I've seen articles on the male infertility. And boy, this has been going on a while. This is not anything new. I mean, we've talked about it for years. Yeah, the sperm, you know. There definitely are folks that don't want more people to make babies. Really? You know what I mean? Somebody would be doing something about it. And if the CDC or the WHO or the human services people really cared about that, they would say, hey guys, what are you doing? How come you don't have any more spermies? But no, they just keep doing the same thing. Don't you think it's weird that there are people generally believe that there's too many people on this planet and we have to just not have so many people? Don't you think that's strange? Just fly from Texas to the California and tell me if there's too many people. This is all land. A few cities in there. Tahoe's, whatever, Phoenix. This is all land. There's a lot of room for people. Sure, you got to get water, but you can figure that out. Turn Elon Musk on it, he'll find water. There's people that have said that there is pristine water. Have you heard this? Really, like the best water ever? Way deep in the middle of the earth. And all you got to do is get down there to get it. You could put 500 million more people in this country and it wouldn't be too crowded. Just a space issue, you know, it's just where you put them. Sure, if you can all pile in on the city, because that's the only place that they figure out how to give you water. I can't believe that our culture has gone this long without hurting themselves. Yeah, I saw this. Here's an interesting. Texas desperate for out-of-state plumbers amid broken water pipe chaos. Yeah, I mean, here in Dripping Springs or Austin, if you try to get a plumber, it's like, no way. We have a 2-month waiting list, sir. So I have a friend of mine. He's been helping and hired this lady. I mean, it's tough. Find a plumber. A lot of broken pipes, boy. Whew, man. Plumber Andrew Mitchell drove his family 22 hours from Morristown, New Jersey to Houston with a truckload of pipes. God love them. Isn't that amazing? How the supply chain is so fragile. The roads out here were so icy for, I guess what, 10 days that we couldn't get propane, so that's why we didn't have heat and just had the wood-burning stove. And we did fine with it. It was a little cold at night. Just bundle up. And when we finally got out amongst them, and the propane guy came, and we went to the first day, we went to the HEB in Dripping Springs. Oh my God, there was nothing. I mean, I'm talking about there was no water, there was no butter, there was no eggs, there was no cream, there was no chicken for Doodle, there was no meat, there was nothing. So these stores do not have back rooms full of food and supplies or big walk-in coolers with butter and cream and milk and yogurt, and they don't have, these are delivered every day. That's just-in-time inventory. So you get a bad problem with gas or whatever, earthquake that breaks a major thoroughfare between California and Texas, might not have any food. So before we go, I guess it's just, you know, the basic things we talked to Joel Skousen about it is water, right? Food. I think there's going to be some real opportunities if you live other than an apartment where you could do the solar thing and actually do it fairly affordable and get it rigged up for just your refrigerator and water pump, freezer. That's all you really need, right? Maybe your internet contraption. It doesn't take a lot of energy for those things at all. And then if you had gas heat, propane, with a big tank, and you could have water from a good water source, a well or rainwater, you could last a long time just with solar panels. So that's really something I think that you should think about. Joel Skousen has a book. What's the name of that book? Which I'm going to get about that. It's called... Oh, you can find it on his website. Just go to worldaffairsbrief.com. And he's got a book all about alternative energy and power and how to do that. Okay? And old Musk, he's working on some pretty interesting things. I mean, he's a madman, but God love him. Oh, I got to do this before I do anything. I'll be right back. Hold on.
I don't believe I've heard such a concise, clear explanation of what EMFs could possibly do to the body than recently with Dr. Lee Cowden.
Now, electromagnetic fields are multiply problematic because the electromagnetic fields will disrupt the membrane barriers. So it disrupts the gut barrier and allows more toxins to get from the gut into the bloodstream. It disrupts the blood vessel barrier, so you get more toxins from the bloodstream out into the tissues. It disrupts the blood-brain barrier, which allows more toxins from the bloodstream to get into the brain. And the electromagnetic fields are screwing up the electrical charge across the cell membrane. The health of a cell is determined primarily by the electrical charge across the cell membrane. But when you expose a cell to electromagnetic field, that charge across the cell membrane diminishes over time. And so the cell becomes sicker and sicker and sicker. Now, in addition, research from Europe shows that whenever you expose microbes to electromagnetic fields, they grow faster and produce more biotoxins. So we know that funguses, for example, will produce as much as 600 times more biotoxin or mycotoxin if they are outside of a Faraday cage compared to being inside of a Faraday cage in the same environment.
So as you know, the only way to absolutely be protected from all EMFs is live in a Faraday cage, but that's probably not very practicable. We have the Blue Shield technology through Brandon Amalani. We think this is a very... very effective ways to build your body's immunity with the cells. Look at the technology. Talk to Brandon. Email him. Look at it closely. Research it and see what you think. Blue Shield, right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
And once again, Brandon will not be able to sell these because all humans will figure out how to do it without the machines, but it'll be a while. So it's not like he has to go out and get another company or something. Takes time. Takes a long time to get young. It takes a long time for people to figure this out. But this is where we're going. This is where we're going. During the big freeze, I still did my stretching 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning for 2 hours, 3 hours. And but you know, the floors were dirty. I didn't have electricity half of the time, so I wasn't. I really, you know, and the whole place was discombobulated with dirt and wood burning stove and logs around in the dining room and no toilet. You know, it was a trip, and so I didn't use the hydrogen machine hardly at all. I don't think at all for maybe 8-9 days. So a few days ago, after things start to get, you know, settled down and the power's back on, and so I did my stretching yoga thing I've been talking about that I want to dig into more. This is really exciting stuff. And I just breathe the hydrogen gas. You can do that with a 25-foot cord. You can see a little picture here if you want to look at it. Yeah, this is really, it's exciting stuff if you look at it. And use the promo code ONERADIO and get one of these guys, the AquaCure machine. So, you know, you get with a 25-foot cord, you can just breathe it and move on and do everything you want to do with your neck, you know, all kinds of stuff. And so I did it for about 3 hours straight. And then the next morning, I don't remember which morning it was. Maybe, I don't do time. Maybe it was Wednesday or Thursday. OMG, I felt like I had the flu. Of course, I don't believe that I catch the flu, but just 3 hours on that hydrogen machine, breathing the Brown's gas, after a pretty, you know, kind of stressful 10 days of being effect rather than cause and fixing things that were breaking, water and pipes and stuff, I detoxed. And that's what the flu is, in my opinion. So I detoxed and, oh, I had it. I had body aches all over. Fever, it was like what people say when you detox. People say I caught the flu, but I don't believe we do. I know you don't. I didn't catch anything from anybody. I just detoxed, but that shows you how powerful the hydrogen is. That it really kicked it off, but it was gone in maybe 12 hours, and I didn't do anything. I didn't worry about it. I knew. I just kind of welcomed it. Said, boy, this is fun, this is great. Boy, this hydrogen is very powerful, the stretching, and I just had to kind of clear out some things that accumulated over those 10 days. And it just went away. That was the flu. And that is how we get the flu. We don't get the flu, in my opinion. We just detox. Change of weather, a lot of stress, and all of a sudden the body says, well, you create a lot of loose particles here that are not really serving you, whatever, let's just clear things out, give you fever, burn a few things up, let you rest up, get the muscle aches going, drink a little water. Maybe get pooping again. And then it just leaves. But it's not some virus that you catch. Just does it. No. Boy, it'd be exciting once more. And more people are jumping on to this idea that once we get rid of this virus theory thing, then we can really start focusing in on what is causing disease, which is Dr. Thomas Levy said, and Richard Massey and Cowan and all of them, the people, they're toxins. That's what's causing disease. Toxins that we take in through the food, through the air, through the water. Electromagnetic fields, for those who have not figured out how to not be affected by them as yet. They will someday. Those causes stress, You worry about a lot of stuff, boy, you'll get sick. That's what causes disease. No viruses, no bacteria. Even parasites. I don't even do the parasite thing. It's like, the body knows what it's doing. It just does. These little buggies are in there eating what's, you know, eating what they need to eat. I'm not going to try to kill anything anymore. See, once you get rid of, you know, once you get to this state, you don't have to be afraid of anything. Nothing can hurt you. You don't have to try to kill anything. We're done with killing. Just get stronger. It's pretty fun, right? Pretty good. Hi, Adam. Adam says, remember the great optimist, the doom slayer, Julian Simon. Yeah, I don't know of him. Who's he? He affirmed we're never going to run out of space and food, no matter how many billions of people are added to the global population. I agree. Come on. It's just, you know, humans probably cover, what, 10% of the land mass on this planet? If that much? These people are nuts, you know, they just make stuff up. Too many people, not enough resources. It's all the resources in the world. The ocean's got all kinds of stuff going on there that we haven't even begun to find out. Divine spirit is the ultimate source of all the energy we're ever going to need. You know, they call it free energy. There's, you know, not really free. You got to pay for stuff, but yeah, I mean, we're just in our infancy of evolution on this planet. But this thing going on now may be the big one to kick it up a notch. We'll see. It could be, couldn't it? Yeah, another story. 36 days into his presidency, globalist-owned Biden bombs in Syria. What's that about? Yeah, boy, if you dig into this whole thing going on with socialist and right, left, and you know, I do want to play this. Let me find it again. Oh, I don't want this guy. I just want the real one. Anyway, no. I was trying to find the Ron Paul thing. Did you see this? This is crazy. I'll get on YouTube. I'll find it for you. Can't believe YouTube left it up. Well, let's do Ron Paul. What would it be? Is it transgender? They had a Senate hearing. Can't find the one from yesterday. Oh, here it is. This is it. Oh, I found it. Okay, watch this. This is a trip. I'm going to preface this by saying, believe me, I have no issues with people that want to have a gay lifestyle, and it's, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not my business. It just doesn't matter. It's not my business. Just not my business. But this is different. Watch this.
Universally condemned. Genital mutilation has been condemned by the WHO, the United Nations Children's Fund, the United Nations Population Fund. According to the WHO, genital mutilation is recognized internationally as a violation of human rights. Genital mutilation is considered particularly egregious because, as the WHO notes, it is nearly always carried out on minors and is a violation of the rights of children. Most genital mutilation is not typically performed by force, but as WHO notes, that by social convention, social norm, the social pressure to conform, to do what others do and have been doing, as well as the need to be accepted socially and the fear of being rejected by the community. American culture is now normalizing the idea that minors can be given hormones to prevent their biological development of their secondary sexual characteristics. Dr. Levine, you have supported both allowing minors to be given hormone blockers to prevent them from going through puberty, as well as surgical destruction of a minor's genitalia. Like surgical mutilation, hormonal interruption of puberty can permanently alter and prevent secondary sexual characteristics. The American College of Pediatricians reports that 80 to 95% of prepubertal children with gender dysphoria will experience resolution by late adolescence if not exposed to medical intervention and social affirmation. Dr. Levine, do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex?
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed. And if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed as the Assistant Secretary of Health, I would look forward to working with you and your office and coming to your office and discussing the particulars of the standards of care for transgender medicine.
The specific question was about minors. Let's be a little more specific since you evaded the question. Do you support the government intervening to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and/or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia? You have said that you're willing to accelerate the protocols for street kids. I'm alarmed that poor kids with no parents who are homeless and distraught, you would just go through this and allow that to happen to a minor. I would hope that you would have compassion for Kira Bell, who's a 23-year-old girl who was confused with her identity. At 14, she read on the internet about something about transsexuals. She thought, well, maybe that's what I am. She ended up getting these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones. She had her breasts amputated. But here's what ultimately she says now. And this is a very insightful decision from someone who made a mistake but was led to believe this was a good thing by the medical community. I made a brash decision as a teenager, as a lot of teenagers do, trying to find confidence and happiness, except now the rest of my life will be negatively affected, she said, adding that the medicalized gender transitioning was a very temporary, superficial fix for a very complex identity issue. What I'm alarmed at is that you're not willing to say absolutely minors shouldn't be making decisions to amputate their breast or to amputate their genitalia. For most of our history, we believe that minors don't have full rights and the parents need to be involved. So I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field.
Answer the question.
Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question. The question is a very specific one. Should minors be making these momentous decisions? For most of the history of medicine, we wouldn't let you have a cut sewn up in the ER, but you're willing to let a minor take things that prevent their puberty, and you think they get that back? You give a woman testosterone enough that she grows a beard, you think she's going to go back looking like a woman when you stop the testosterone? You have permanently changed them. Infertility is another problem. None of these drugs have been approved for this. They're all being used off-label. I find it ironic that the left that went nuts over hydroxychloroquine being used possibly for COVID are not alarmed that these hormones are being used off-label. There's no long-term studies. We don't know what happens to them. We do know that there are dozens and dozens of people have been through this who regret that this happened and a permanent change happened to them, And, you know, if you've ever been around children, 14-year-olds can't make this decision. In the gender dysphoria clinic in England, 10% of the kids are between the ages of 3 and 10. We should be outraged that someone's talking to a 3-year-old about changing their sex. I can't vote for you if you can't make a decision.
Thank you so much, Senator Paul. Senator Levine, thank you for answering the question.
She didn't answer the question. She didn't answer the question. Did you hear that answer that her attorneys gave her? Crazy. People are nuts, man. Listen, you're over 18 and it's your body. You get to do whatever you want. If you want to get your breasts cut off and grow, you know, get a penis hooked up or cut off your penis and grow, you know, get hormones, whatever you want to do, it's your body, do it. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But to allow children to do that under 18 without the parents' consent, that's criminal. But all the globalists and socialists and libs, they just think it's so great, man. The people get to do what they want to do, and if they want to be a girl, they can be a girl, and they want to be a boy, and they can be, I know they're only 4 years old, but that's okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You can't even make this stuff up, can you? You just can't make it up. How these people can be that out to lunch? It's like they're just not, I don't know. It's like they're not even human. I just don't understand. Patrick, have you ever tried low-dose naltrexone? Yeah, I did. I played around with it for a little bit. And it was kind of interesting, but, you know, just to take something, you know, but there are people that have had good experiences with it. It seems to be very, very safe. There's a whole company or organization, in Europe? And we knew a lady that we had her on the show. But you can put in low-dose naltrexone on our search function. Find some shows that we did and people that have really done well with different modalities. You know, I think it was some different diseases, you know, with LDN. But I would encourage you to try it, you know, sure. I don't think it seems pretty safe. How long can this madness go on? What madness? Oh, all the madness works. I don't know. It's a good question. It's this idea that the media is controlled by these crazy people. And so it can go on as long as people keep watching it and keep believing. It could go on, you know, I don't know. I still kind of get the feeling that there's going to be some kind of separateness, that at some point there's going to be a whole bunch of people that, I don't know how it would work. You know, they're just going to say, you know, I'm not going to do this mask thing anymore. I don't believe Dr. Fauci. I'm not going to do the vaccine. I'm not going to do any of this stuff. Just leave me alone. And I'll pay my taxes maybe if you leave me alone. And that's it. And I don't care what you guys do. I'll stop at stop signs. I'll do the speed limit. But that's all. You know, I'm not everything else. You guys are just nuts. it's all unconstitutional, I'm not going to do it. And I think there's going to be a whole bunch of people that are going to get to that point. How long is that going to take? How it would look like? How you would organize? I don't know. But I really think that's going to happen. I mean, how can you not? How can, there's not going to be 100 or 200, 150 million people just keep putting up with these stupid stuff. Biden, he's got dementia. He's got a mental illness. He was illegitimate, and he has people controlling him that are just psychopaths. So what are you going to do? Join that club and say, oh, sure, he's the president. No way, man. Not going to do it. Did you see the transcript of the conversation that the governor of Florida, I'd love to get him on the air, DeSantis, Alfie Oaks talked about him. Did you hear about that conversation? So Joseph Biden, he's not a president, he's illegitimate. Joseph Biden was on the phone with Governor DeSantis of Florida, and he was trying to convince DeSantis that he had to start doing these mandates and that DeSantis was off base with letting people not wear a mask and all this stuff. And DeSantis called him Mr. Biden or Joe or something. And Joe Biden said, call me President Biden or Mr. President. And DeSantis said, and this is according to an article, no, I'm not, F you, and hung up. Check this out. You think these crazy people are crazy? The House passed yesterday Equality Act to end legal recognition of biological sex equality act. What? This would eliminate the legal definition of biological sex, cater to gender ideology, and designate protection for the unborn as pregnancy discrimination. What? The House passed H.R. 5, the Equality Act. Three Republicans voted. The legislation would rewrite civil rights law to include sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes. I mean, these people are nuts. It ends legal recognition of biological sex. So according to these, what they do this, and what they're going to do is, you're not legally a man or a woman anymore. Russia's looking good. A little cold there, but... Oh, my God. Help us all. Oh, well. Putin says this strike on Syria from the United States is extremely outrageous. Rand Paul, I condemn meddling in Syria's civil war. I also condemn attacking a sovereign nation without authority. What authority does POTUS have to strike Syria? Perhaps someone should ask the press secretary today. Yeah, boy, these globalized, the military-industrial complex, they're going to just say, Joe, you just take a nap. We're in charge here, baby. We're going to just kick some ass. Now you tell me, anybody can argue that Donald Trump wasn't a better choice for this country than Joseph Biden. Please, make the argument. Anybody? Of course not. All my Libby friends can say, oh, well, he's a pathological liar. He, you know, I'm so tired of it. I don't even talk to him anymore. Okay, well, I'm going to go now. And I had a good time. Feeling pretty good. I am exhausted. Sorry, I wasn't on top of my game today. But, you know, 2 weeks of fixing things rather than just living, you know, doing stuff. You know, that'll get to you. But I have all weekend to regroup, and we'll be here with Adam Bergstrom. Live and in living color. Adam is a biological male for now. I don't think we'll get discoed from Facebook for saying that. We should put that on Facebook, right? I think we get back on today. Monday, yeah, let's do that. Monday, Adam Bergstrom will be here, and he's a biological male. You watch it, you know, we'll get put in. You think we'll get put in? I better not do that. Because I'd like to try to gather up all the 5,000 friends we have and make sure that they just are going to listen to the show and do the social media thing here. Yeah, people have asked us if we might do a little bulletin board or search or kind of group thing on our website. And we're actually looking into that. Something where you could just collaborate and talk to people. One Radio Network people, and I don't know. It's a possibility, so stay tuned. Okay, next week, got a lot of good things. A few things are still up in the air. Everything's subject to change. Adam Bergstrom will be here on Monday. Adam LaBamba, 10 o'clock. We're trying to get the electric grid guy on to really understand this whole connection between the Green New Deal globally and what happened in Texas. Dr. Ray Pete will be here 11 o'clock on Tuesday. Fred Jaszewski, Matthew Arrett on Wednesday. Also a cool guy that I'm looking forward to talking to, Dr. Bere Paul Lando, regenerative farming. So he's going to be on next week. So we got quite a, you know, and there could be some other people too. So we're doing 4, 5, 6 interviews along, and then also plus our Friday free-for-all. I don't even know what we call this anymore. So come by, join us. Please pass on these links to everyone that you care about. Thank you. We appreciate your ongoing support. Remember that I love you all very much. And you're doing great. I really do. Let me know if I can help. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. We'll see you Monday, 10 o'clock Central, with Adam LaBamba, live from the left coast. A biological male. Yeah. May the blessings be. See you.
Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.